I know it says that Alec and Kelsey are going to preach, but I figure I read the lessons, I might as well. Just they're fine with that, right? It's my pleasure to welcome both Alec Coburn and Kelsey Smith, and I think that's the right order even, that are going to speak to us. Come on.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Alec Coburn. I'm a senior at New Hope Sudbury High School and plan on attending Penn State main campus next year to study finance. I've been a member of TYG since eighth grade, and it has forever changed my life. I've met some of my closest friends in my time here and could not be more thankful for that. However, before I go on, let us bow our heads for a quick prayer. Lord, please open our hearts, minds, and ears to today's readings and let your teachings guide us. Amen. This morning we heard about the story of Pentecost, where the disciples were suddenly able to speak languages they had never learned before in order to spread the word of the Lord. While the many visitors to Jerusalem knew what they were saying, others thought they were just drunk. But Peter clarified, explaining that it was 9 in the morning. It's glad to know they had standards back then. These apostles were thoroughly confused, as they should be. I'd be pretty freaked out too if fire tongues came at me and I had no control over what language I was speaking or what I was saying. But somehow, even though they did not know what they were saying, it all clicked. It worked. This reminds me of when I went to Haiti in the summer of 2014. The language of Haiti is Creole. It's very close to French, and I'd taken French class in school, but to be quite honest with you, was never very good at it. So I went in not knowing the language or the culture. Our group was there to teach dental health and hygiene and run vacation Bible school camps. While it was difficult to communicate with language, there were still things that were just human nature that we could all relate to. Playing soccer is a great example. My favorite example of this, though, is again from Haiti, where there I met Linson. Linson was a boy from the church we were working out of, and he would eat dinner with us every night and share with us wonderful things about the Haitian culture, even though he barely spoke English. We tried to teach him as much as we could about the U.S., and in turn, he taught us many things. One of those things was how to play guitar. Any of you who know me well know I'm not musically inclined. I once volunteered to be in the choir for one of the youth Eucharists, and every month since then, as Mrs. Lachlan begs kids, and the seniors know this, begs kids to be in the choir, I've not been asked back since. Alec and Kelsey can tell you that when I sing in the car, it never really turns out well either. However, with the little English that he knew, Linton taught me how to play the chorus to a song that he wrote on the G chord on the guitar. I was still not the best. Actually, Olivia Harrison learned the fastest out of all of us. But whether playing sports or music, there was little to no spoken language involved, but people from different cultures that spoke different languages were able to connect, just how we can all connect through the teachings of the Lord. This was truly astounding to me. In today's reading, Peter quotes the prophet Joel, who said, "In the last days, God declares that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This passage makes me think of the end of high school and moving on, the kind of stress that we face from applying to college in junior year to moving away and everything in between. "On the last days of high school, I will pour my spirit onto all flesh. God will bless us as we move through this huge transition in our lives. Your young men shall see visions. We will look to the future to do bigger and better things with the Lord's guidance." However, the end of this passage says the most to me. Blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What this says to me is that all these scary things can happen. The moon to blood, the fire, the smoke. tough classes, being away from home, not quite knowing what the next step in life is. All these things are what Joel was talking about. But if you call upon the Lord, he can help you figure it out. Also, this tells me that in the grand scheme of life, the mistakes that we will make will not be the end of the world, and that we should learn from them. Many of you know I love to ski. I'm at the mountain almost every weekend with my friends. When perfecting a trick, you're going to make a ton of mistakes. Some of those could seriously hurt you, and some of them won't. Alec knows this more than me if you check out his knee after church today. But eventually, you'll get it right. The same can be said for our lives. We may mess up, but in the end, we can call upon the Lord, and he will be there to help us get it right. The Lord is not the only person around to help us in our journey, however. Family and loved ones that have been there from the start, taking us to sports practices, being there when things got gloomy, and supporting us in everything we do, even yelling at us when they really knew we needed it. I cannot be more thankful for them, and I know my fellow seniors feel the same. So, seniors and their loved ones, we all must come to grips with the huge transition that's in front of us. The next chapter is scary and uncertain. It is going to knock us down, lift us back up, and then knock us down again. But when we are going through tough times, just remember, as Joel said, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Kelsey Smith, and I've been a member of the Trinity Youth Group since eighth grade. I'm now wrapping up my senior year in high school at New Hope Solbury, and in the fall, I'm attending Villanova University, where I plan to study marketing. Before I begin, I ask that you join me in a prayer. Dear Lord, be present with us now and always, and send your spirit to dwell among us. Amen. Upon reviewing our reading for today, I realized that there was something that stood out to me here that is a central focus of my life, the idea of community. In Acts 2:11, we hear of the day that the Pentecost came, and the disciples were speaking in various native languages, yet they were all capable of comprehending the languages other than their own. They were able to understand each other because they were speaking, as it is said in the text, about God's deeds of power. This is something that really resonated with me, because it was this common ground of God that gave these men an opportunity to discern what was being said, regardless of the native tongue being spoken. Another point in the text that I found both awe-inspiring and comforting is when it is said that all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. This tells me that if I am acting or speaking on the terms of the Lord, the Holy Spirit will give me the guidance that I need to navigate obstacles such as the differing tongues, which just was done for the disciples. There was a link to another reading from one of the other readings this morning, Genesis 11, 1-9. God sees that the people on earth are working as one, as a community. They are all working together so well and have discovered that they are living lives without impossibility. God wants to change this, for it is important that the people on earth gain a sense of humility, because after all, it can be humbling not to see the caliber of what we can do, but instead what we cannot do. In order to divide the masses, the Lord scattered them across the face of the earth, and it was then called Babel because he had confused the languages of the people on earth. Now you may be thinking, Bucks County is predominantly an English-speaking community, so how could we possibly relate to the struggle of the disciples during the Pentecost and the people of Earth on Babel? In today's society and in the Trinity community, there are people of all ages, races, ethnicities, genders, socioeconomic statuses, and backgrounds. While we may differ in these things, we all gather here due to our belief in the Word of God. We create a community that enables us to connect, find a common ground, and in a way overcome our differing tongues, if you will. Today, our forms of communication are ever-changing, and I can only imagine that if it is difficult for an 18-year-old such as myself to keep up, then it is probably just as hard, if not harder, for my elders. What once was said in a written letter is now sent instantaneously over a Snapchat, a tweet, and maybe, if we're lucky, an email. Ironically, what I have found through conversing with the adults in my life is that if I'm speaking about religion, faith, or God, the message conveyed is understood, regardless of if it came to us in a Facebook status or from a bookmarked page in a Bible. These various forms of communication being used today can be looked at as being analogous to the varying languages being spoken during the Pentecost. In the beginning of eighth grade, my good friend Madeline Turner invited me to one of TYG's Wednesday night meetings. I knew from the moment I walked into the room that this was a community that I wanted to be a part of. Heading off to college and knowing that I will no longer be in attendance at the youth group is hard to grasp. But I will always have Mr. Wilson telling me that youth group is every Wednesday for the rest of my life, and that slogan we all know so well of, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it, running through my head. Also Josh opening his prayers with, Hey God, it's Josh, and the valuable connections in our lives he has showed us to the many passages of the Bible. This youth group has become a community for me, filled with people of different ages, from different schools, who play different sports, do different after-school activities, and have different aspirations in life. But the one thing I know I can say that we all have in common is how much we have always looked forward to coming to youth group. Many of us have said that we live our weeks Wednesday to Wednesday, and it is this community of differing individuals who come together to build everlasting relationships with each other and the community. Upon joining Trinity, I myself found that the devotion to service was my common ground among both my peers and the adults. Our ability to, as I say, do community is, in my terms, the way I understood the native tongues of the people I surrounded myself with. As I have learned over the years, community cascades to oneself, to one's close friends, to one's personal community, to a broader community, etc. As the proverbial pebble tossed into a pond produces waves of widening ripples, our do community belief can touch the lives of so many individuals. We should start with becoming the best person that we can be from a spiritual, intellectual, physical, and philanthropic perspective. Then we can join our friends and let them make us better, and we can in return make them better. It can spread, and we can do community by all working together to improve the lives of everyone. There is a medical school adage for surgery education that reads, see one, do one, teach one. This school of thought is how I plan to do community. During my freshman year, I will see one, as I learn from upperclassmen about how they must effectively improve the lives of those around them. As I move into my sophomore year, I will do one, as I will be immersed in my commitment to do community both inside and outside of the Villanova community. As I progress through my later years at Nova, I will teach one, by mentoring incoming students who will be as eager as I am today to learn how to improve the life experience of as many individuals as possible. There is a quote from St. Thomas that really stands out to me. He said, "If you want God to hear your prayers, hear the voice of the poor. If you wish God to anticipate your wants, provide for those of the needy without waiting for them to ask you. Especially anticipate the needs of those who are ashamed to beg. To make them ask for alms is to make them buy it." It is this quote that I remember when I am working to do community with the people around me. And it is this quote you may look to when you find yourself among those who differ from yourself. It is the word of God that can bring us onto one holy ground, just as the disciples learned during the Pentecost. And if you can anticipate this divergence, you can be better equipped to share the word of the Lord, share your beliefs, and distinguish that common ground of faith over the native tongue that may interfere with your ability to relate to someone otherwise. To my fellow seniors, as you enter this new chapter of life, I encourage you to continue to make relationships based off of your faith. Join your campus ministry if you have one, and take on service opportunities just as you have done here at TYG. Remember, make new friends but keep the old. One is silver, the other is gold. For those of you remaining at TYG as us seniors depart, please continue to attend on Wednesday nights. Take part on the trips, encourage your friends to come, and grow the numbers. TYG has had a very positive impact on my life, and I hope for it to continue to affect others in such a bright way as it did for me. As I leave you all today, I urge you, challenge you, go out and do community. Find that common ground, whatever it may be. Connect with those around you, regardless of age, gender, race, ethnicity, so on and so forth, and reach a level of understanding that is both compassionate as well as sympathetic. Amen. Amen.
Good morning. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is the only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them." I want to thank both Alec and Kelsey for their inspiring words this morning. I'm very proud of you. Good morning. My name is Kim Laughlin, and I've been a youth sponsor with TYG for many years. For those of you who know me, I say this every May, as I stand here before you, this is my favorite service of the entire year. As I eagerly waited this morning to arrive, there are seven reasons why. Their names are Alec Coburn. I got to get these in order. Alexander Coleman, Leah Hunt, Madison McGowan, Joelle Morvan, Alex Sager, and Kelsey Smith. And while they're all so very different, and I have known them over the years in different capacities, there is one thing about each of them that is consistently similar. They all desire to make a difference in the world and to leave the mark on those around them as God has intended for them to do. In preparing for this morning, I came upon a poem by an unknown author that I found fitting for this group of exceptional young adults. There's a special place in life that needs my humble skill, a certain job I'm meant to do, which no one else can fill. The time may be demanding and the pay may not be good, and yet I wouldn't change it for a moment, even if I could. There is a special place in life, a goal I must attain, a dream that I must follow, because I won't be back again. There's a mark that I must leave, however small it seems to be, a legacy of love for those who follow after me. There's a special place in life that only I may share, a little path that bears my name, awaiting me somewhere. There's a hand that I must hold, a word that I must say, a smile that I must give, for there are tears to blow away. There is a special place in life that I was meant to fill, a sunny spot where flowers grow upon a windy hill. There's always a tomorrow, and the best is yet to be. And somewhere in this world, I know there's a place for me. Many of you may have had the privilege of getting to know these remarkable young adults as I have over the years. And there are certainly many facets of them that I have yet to discover. But let me assure you that there is one place in this world for each of them that they were meant to fill. Please indulge me as I briefly tell you a little something about them. Let me start with the graduating senior that you are probably all most familiar with, Alex Sager. Yeah. Many of you may think of the infamous Alec and think, oh, he's Stephanie and Ryan's taller and more handsome brother. Still others of you may recognize him better if he were wearing a red robe, carrying a big cross, and sporting a bleached blonde mohawk. Many of you may remember the mischievous years, or maybe a decade plus, where he was infamously quoted as saying, "It wasn't me," and it usually was. And if you by chance follow him on Facebook, you absolutely know him as the amazingly talented daredevil skier that is captured doing death-defying flips and jumps while sporting a GoPro camera. But what you may not have seen is the young man who is sensitive and caring when we aren't looking. It is the unseen smile he offers or the helping hand to those in need that betray his kinder and more gentler side. While Kim and Jeff may not admit it, they will miss him when he leaves with an empty nest in the fall. I know they will miss the excitement that he has infused in their lives. Thank you, Kim and Jeff, for sharing him with us. We have loved him and his escapades since he was a wee little lass. Alec will be leaving us in the fall to attend the University of Colorado at Boulder to major in ski slopes with a minor in business, or vice versa. Alec, I am positive that you will continue to make an impact on the world as you discover the potential God has bestowed upon you. Please stay in touch with your sensitive and caring gifts from God as you discover your special place in life that you were meant to fill. And remember, call your parents every now and again. Often confused with Alec Sager is another ski bum and long-standing member named Alec Coburn. Very rarely will you find one Alec without the other, so we often refer to them just by their last names. You may not be as familiar with Coburn, so I'm happy you were able to hear him preach this morning. Alec is one of the most remarkable young men I have had the pleasure of getting to know. He is also admired by his peers, and which is has a lot to say about him, as they often have dubbed him Dad. He is so responsible. Always willing to help with anything needed, he's also a very civic-minded young man, not only participating in Mission Philly and Lobster Fest over the years, but he also traveled to Haiti with Kyle in 2014 to assist with vacation Bible school and dental education in the northern region of Haiti. In less than 2 weeks, I have the pleasure of traveling with Alec back to Haiti as he completes his senior graduation project by volunteering at Haiti Partners and working with their entrepreneurial project. After graduation, Alec will be attending Penn State to major in finance. Denise and Boz, I know you're aware of what a remarkable young man that you have reared. I thank you both for sharing him with us. Alec, as your compassion and virtuous qualities are just some of the gifts that God has intended for you to discover in yourself, I cannot wait to see what you do with them as you follow your dreams and discover your special place in life that you were meant to fill. And while we're talking about Haiti, let me tell you all a little bit about Leah Hunt. She may be very familiar to some of you, as her family has been members of Trinity for many years. Leah is one of the quietest and yet humorous young ladies that I have ever met. She has a passion for the arts and created an unbelievable one-of-a-kind art piece for our Haiti fundraiser last year. Her concern for social and environmental causes has involved her in a range of activities from local watershed projects to international mission trips to Kenya and Haiti. Leah will also join me later this month on our trip to Haiti, and I cannot wait to spend more time with her. I have traveled with her to Haiti before, and I must tell you that she absolutely saves the day on many occasions with her organizational skills and her duct tape. Note, always bring duct tape on an international trip. Catherine and Tom, thank you. Your daughter Leah is amazing, and I can only imagine the impact she will make in this world. Thank you for sharing her with us. Leah will be attending the Honors Scholar at Rutgers University this fall, majoring in public health, with an undecided major in either visual arts or political science. Leah, I am so looking forward to seeing the amazing impact that you will have on the world around you as you pursue the passions that God has instilled in you. Continue to hold fast to your faith as you remember to rely on it when you need its strength. There's a special place in life that only you were meant to fill. While I have known Madison McGowan for the shortest amount of time of all the graduating seniors, she has endeared herself into my heart as if it's been forever. While I don't have the same nicknames for her that her dad does, like Mattitude and Boppy, to me she's Maddie. Maddie came to TYG by way of Joelle and Kelsey, and I can't thank them enough for introducing her into the fold. I have loved spending time with her talking over a hot chocolate at Saxby's or cheering for her on the sidelines as she's helped with the New Hope football team. Maddie's extremely hardworking and can be witty and quiet, giggly and pensive, but always empathetic and caring. While I discovered she was going to York College of Pennsylvania to study nursing, and more specifically, pediatric nursing, it made total sense to me. That is a perfect career for her compassion and her kindness. John and Kathleen, thank you for sharing Maddie with us. I have so loved getting to know her, and I can't wait to watch her continued success. Maddie, please know I am always here for you. You're going to light the world on fire as you continue to help people with the gifts God has instilled in you. There's a special place in life that only you were meant to fill. Here we go. Laissez-moi vous présenter Joël Morvan. That's all I plan on butchering in French today. But the reason, what I was trying to say was, let me introduce you to Joël Morvan. And I said it in French because she speaks fluent French. And sometimes on command, when we're curious just how to say things, because it's such a romantic language. Joël was introduced to the youth group 4 years ago by Alec Coburn and has become one of our most jovial cheerleaders. She is an excellent student and athlete, but most importantly, she's our very own fashionista. She has worked very hard, and if you stop in Nina's Waffles at New Hope about any time on the weekend, you're sure to find her behind the counter. As a matter of fact, you can thank her for the successful introduction of Nina's Waffle Truck at Lobster Fest. I have loved her energy at Mission Philly and her enthusiastic redesign of Lobster Fest t-shirts. Heather, I know it's going to be hard sending Joelle off to Johnson & Wales in Rhode Island this fall to study fashion merchandising. She has shared with me her trepidations as well. But I know you're aware of how strong and resilient a young woman that she is and how she will rise to the challenges ahead of her. Joelle, I'm only a text away if you ever need anything. Not doing this. Remember to color outside the lines as you continue to grow into the vibrant young woman God has intended for you to be. It's a special and stylish place in life that only you were meant to fill. You're laughing at me. All right, here we go. All right. I made it through a lot of them this year, more, but I didn't just start a little later than normal. Okay. All right. Unique to this year's service was a second sermon presented by Kelsey Smith. It isn't often that a young adult offers to stand up in front of a congregation of unknown faces to share her story. But this is just the type of astonishing young woman that Kelsey is. An extremely hardworking and gifted student, Kelsey is also a talented musician and athlete. Her dedicated service to others is remarkable in a young person her age and an inspiration to many around her. This compassion to be in community with others stems from her solid core faith, which is what I believe has kept her so strong in the face of adversity under which most young women would crumble. Terry and Kathleen and Nancy, your daughter is truly remarkable. I can't thank you enough for sharing her with us. And while Villanova has been in the spotlight for basketball lately, what they should be celebrating is that Kelsey will be attending their business school in the fall, majoring in marketing. Kelsey, I have treasured the times we have had together over the years, and I will miss our hours of chatting over coffee with the girls. Please know I will always be here for you if you need an ear. Remember to hold fast to your desire to do community as you spread your wings. God has big plans for you, and I cannot wait to see where they lead you. There's a special place in life that only you were meant to fill. And finally, many of you may recognize Alex Coleman from her time acolyting, reading from the pulpit, or the beautifully leading the youth band. Elf, as my family calls her, is a born leader who has always seemed older and wiser than her actual years. As a natural actress, you may remember seeing Alex dressed in our Lobster Fest costume, leading the youth group in the New Hope Parade, or scampering around the Lobster Fest grounds as an exuberant crustacean selling 50-50 raffle tickets with terrific success. What you may not know about Alex is that she's like a daughter to me. As one of Emily's best friends, Alex has spent many a night and day at our home, and even weeks of vacation, which have been delineated with names such as Camp Lachlan VBS Edition or Camp Lachlan Spring Break Edition, just to name a few. She and Emily are also the reigning champions of our version of Chopped Kitchen. Sorry, Shane. I thank Susan and Keith for selflessly sharing Alex with us. I do not find it hard to imagine your pride that you feel in her accomplishments. This fall, Alex will be attending Drexel University School of Education, majoring in elementary education with a concentration in middle-level mathematics and English, and will also be a member of their honors program at the Pannoni Honors College. Alex, I am so confident you will continue to impact the world as you have pursued your passion for teaching and inspiring the minds of generations to come, as God has intended for you to do. Continue to hold fast to your faith and remember to rely on it when you need his strength. There's a special place in life that only you were meant to fill. I also want to mention two other seniors who are not celebrating with us today, but who I want you to hold in your prayers and please to acknowledge, and that is Avery Ball and Marcia Whitney. Let me repeat just one part of the poem that I think is really important for you to remember. There's a special place in life that you were meant to fill, a sunny spot where flowers grow upon a windy hill. There's always a tomorrow, and the best is yet to be, and somewhere in the world, I know there's a place for me. These are the inspiring young men and women that will be graduating soon from high school and continuing to pursue their dreams and ambitions in college and beyond. Please take a moment to introduce yourselves to them this morning if you haven't had the opportunity before. And may God continue to bless all of you on your journeys ahead. And may you return to us often to share in your accomplishments with us. Amen. All right.